Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if you'll find a bigger supporter than Aaron Rodgers than me. I mean, going back to the whole stuff last year with or a couple years ago, whatever, with the vaccine, where Rodgers was like, he never denied it. He wasn't truthful necessarily, or wasn't upfront about whether he got the vaccine. And I actually thought he was not even in the wrong, where he was just being elusive, sure. But I backed him to a point where I thought the media should have followed up and asked him directly, did you get the vaccine or not? Anyway, not to rehash that, but I'm just trying to show you how much of a Rodgers supporter I have been. And I'm now, like, I've had it. He's, and I know he's going to go on McAfee later on today at 1 o'clock. It is now officially Wednesday. I guess that's what he's going on, the McAfee show at 1. I would fully expect an announcement. And I expect he's coming to the Jets. I mean, the Jets go get Alan Lazard. They're not doing that, regardless of what anybody says. They're not doing that if it's just on their own. They're doing it because of Aaron Rodgers. But I've had enough. I've had enough with not even just the drawn-out process. I've had enough with the lists, the demands, the making. Now, we don't know for certain, but it feels like he's making the Jets wait. Forget about us. It doesn't matter if he makes us wait, the media, the fans, whatever. That's unimportant. But with the Jets. Now, maybe they know, and we have not heard that being reported, but if he's making the Jets wait, which as of, what is today, Wednesday? So as of Monday night, the reports were, Connor Hughes on SNY was saying that nobody knew what Rodgers was going to do, meaning the Jets, meaning the Packers, nobody knew. If that's still the case, and everybody's going to be finding out when he goes on the McAfee show later on today, that I have a problem with. I don't mind if he announces it publicly on that show first. He's got to let the teams know what's going on. They can't find out through the back channels or through Pat McAfee. Like, come on, it's ridiculous. The other thing that I have a major issue with is that Aaron Rodgers should not be dictating what players the Jets sign in free agency. It's nice to have the input of star players. Until Aaron Rodgers is signed, sealed, and delivered until the Jets or to the Jets, I would not be listening to anything that he has to say. And I get, as an organization, there are some times where you got to be put in a position where it's not a powerful one. And the Jets, when they made the decision, whoever it was, whether it was Woody Johnson, Joe Douglas, Robert Saleh, all three, who knows. And it was the right decision to go all in on Aaron Rodgers. That is the right decision. He's the best quarterback available. He's the impact player that they need. He's the difference maker. It was the right decision to go all in. But once you make that decision, now you have to continue to bend down to Aaron Rodgers and his demands, I guess. And the idea that he would send the Jets a wish list, I don't know if this is something normal here, but the idea that he would send the Jets a wish list in free agency before he's even on the freaking team. Don't you have a problem with that? Odell Beckham Jr., Lazard, Cobb, Mercedes Lewis. I mean, come on, dude. Come on. Like, if I'm Joe Douglas, I'd be like, Aaron, look, this is a great list. Do me a favor. When you decide that you want to come here and you're a Jet, then we'll talk. Until then, I don't give a crap who you want here. Like, at some point, the Jets have to have some self-respect. And I get they're in too deep, and this is not a time to get the ego involved and all of that. I understand it. And I want Rodgers here. Like I said, this is the right move. They went all in on Rodgers. It is their only choice. I'm just sick and tired of it. I'm tired of it being drawn out for days now. I'm tired of the list of free agency from Aaron. Like, does that need to be something that goes public before his decision? How do we have a list of Rodgers' demands going public, but we don't know where Rodgers is going yet publicly? How's that possible? And you know what the worst part of this whole thing is? And the reason why I told you that I'm a big Rodgers backer is because even I now have had it. But the worst part about this is that all anybody wanted to do here was love Aaron Rodgers. All the Jet fans wanted to do was be excited about the arrival of a future Hall of Fame quarterback. That's all the Jet fans wanted. And it's still all that they want. But because of the way Rodgers has handled this, because of the way the media is dealing with this, you know, it's not just Rodgers. Obviously, the media, you know, all over it and questioning Rodgers, and some people think he looks bad, some people don't, whatever. But it's being drawn out by Rodgers because he's the one who hasn't made a decision, right or wrong. He has not made the decision. And it's frustrating Jet fans to the point where the feel of the excitement and the happiness is somewhat tarnished. Where instead of the pure joy and excitement of Aaron Rodgers, assuming that later on today he announces he wants to play and he wants to play for the New York Jets, there will still be excitement, but it's somewhat tarnished by the drawn-out process. And it's going to lead to Jet fans having a quick, I don't know if quick trigger is the right word, but they will be frustrated to a point where, okay, we're happy we got you. We're glad you're here. We're glad we got all the weapons for you. Now you better go out there week one and light it up. No excuses. I don't want to hear you got a gel. I don't want to hear new team, new situation, different stadium. I don't want to hear any excuses. I want to see results. I want to see some results, Marie. Results. That's it. And the fact that he's dragging this out made it worse, because I do think if he comes initially, you know, 2 days ago or whatever, or made the decision last week, and then it was just a formality once the free agency period began and the Jets could work a trade with the Packers, I think there would have been much more excitement. Instead, what has been the dominant emotion the last 2 days regarding Aaron Rodgers? Would you say that it's been excitement from Jet fans? Would you say that it's been hope from Jet fans? Or would you say it's been frustration or anger from Jet fans? It's definitely been the latter. Frustration, anger, what's going on with this guy? Which is going to lead to a short fuse when it comes to the performance of the Jets led by Aaron Rodgers, assuming he says that he wants to come here. That's the issue that I have now. And that's me, who has been one of, if not the biggest, Aaron Rodgers supporter in this whole thing. It's the right move to go all in. It's the right move to not have a plan B. Rodgers or bust, that's the right move. That's the power move by the organization. But they've let it get to a point where it's now out of control. Hopefully it stops. For the love of God, please. I'm begging you. Mercy. Make a damn decision one way or another at 1 o'clock later on today. Enough of this. Enough of the drawn-out process. Enough of the demands. Enough of the waiting game. I'm tired of it. Jet fans are tired of it. Stop it. Even though I do believe it's going to end the way that we want it to end with Rodgers here in New York, he is not doing himself any favors getting acclimated to a new team, a new town, and a fan base that is ready to rip him up, chew him up, and spit him out the second he screws up. Which wouldn't have been the case had he handled this like a normal situation. And again, as recently as this morning or late last night, however you want to say it, I was saying don't rush him. It's his decision. It's a big decision. He's allowed to take his time. This has gotten ridiculous. And there's no way a list of free agents that he wants, a wish list, there's no way that should be leaked without a decision being leaked. How does that work exactly? Rodgers sends over a wish list to the Jets get it, then somebody in the organization leaks it, but he sends that list over without saying whether he's going to be there or not? How's that possible? And by the way, what's Rodgers' infatuation with guys who are washed up like Mercedes Lewis or Randall Cobb? I mean, come on. Come on now. You want to be comfortable, I get it. I mean, what more do you need? Should the Jets change their uniform colors to green and yellow now instead of green and black? What more does Rodgers want here? They need to build a separate darkness room inside the MetLife locker rooms there for Aaron Rodgers? Do we need to convert this fully into, you know, Rodgers, Mr. Rodgers' neighborhood here? Come on. Look, he's a powerful player because he's a powerful person because he's a great player, Hall of Fame quarterback. I get it. You're going to have some pull. Enough. It's gotten to a ridiculous level with Aaron Rodgers holding the Jets and everybody else hostage. And I'm telling you, he's only hurting himself here. 877-337-6666. Quick break. We'll get with your calls on the other side. We have a lot to do as we go to 5 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. We'll have my buddy Jackson Heil in here talking some college hoops coming up at 2 a.m. We'll go over the bracket. So if you're into that, that is for you. We'll have some fun with it anyway. We'll make it, even if you're not into the college hoops, keep it here because we'll make it entertaining. You know, have some fun with Action Jackson and Fleegs as well. Those two guys are big college basketball fans. So they'll educate me on the bracket and what we should do ahead of the tournament, of course, that starts tomorrow now, as it's officially Wednesday here on The Fan. Thursday, the madness begins. I mean, look, you're into the first four or whatever, that's fine. But the madness begins on Thursday. So we'll get into that, and obviously plenty of Aaron Rodgers. We'll get into the Giants making a big move. Linebacker yesterday or 2 days ago, then Darren Waller, the explosive, exciting move that everybody knows about because you all want Waller on your fantasy team, especially now being the big weapon that Daniel Jones will have to throw to. So an exciting couple of days in free agency for the Giants. Joe Shane making things happen for them. We'll get calls on that as well. Baseball, plenty going on there with the Mets injuries, the Yankees mess in the outfield. So a lot to get to. 877-337-6666. Sal Licata on The Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Go for it. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Get to your call, Sal Licata, back on The Fan, 877-337-6666. Andrew is calling from Queens. What's up, Andrew?
Sal, how we doing, bud?
Good, Andrew. How are you, man?
Listen, I got to preface this call with first of all saying that I am a Giants fan, so I'm just saying that outright. But I'm not a Jet hating Giants fan. I actually root for the Jets. I have plenty of Beningos in my family where I want them to get at least one Jet championship before they die.
Right? Are you
with
sure?
All that said, so I just want to preface that with this phone call. So by saying that, here's the thing. I'm going to enjoy watching Aaron Rodgers pull these shenanigans for the next 1, 2, 3 years in this town. Because as I am a Knicks fan and I got to watch what Kyrie Irving did to the Nets, Aaron Rodgers is going to do the exact same thing to the Jets. As long as he does, if he brings a championship, completely different story. But this is just the beginning of the nozzle that is Aaron Rodgers.
And the more I think about it, Andrew, and you know, I don't know if you've been listening to me or what, but I've wanted Rodgers. I feel like this is the right move for the Jets. The more I think about it, you're right. The comparison to Kyrie, it might probably not going to be worth it. They're not winning a Super Bowl. Who are we kidding? And then they're going all in for this guy and got to deal with this crap already for what, 1 or 2 years of aggravation?
And that's the thing. And granted, I get it. This is the win now move. The Jets are a very good team. Everyone kept saying it last year, too, that they're just a quarterback, or, you know, the majority of people said that they're a quarterback away. You know, you had Mike White starting, you had Zach Wilson, you had Joe Flacco starting. If you had a guy like Aaron Rodgers in there, it gives you a better chance. So I get it, but I'm telling you right now, this is the move that if it doesn't work out, there's zero chance that Robert Saleh survives. There's zero chance that Joe Douglas survives. Hell, I mean, I don't know what Woody Johnson even does at this point in time if this blows up within 2 years.
All right, let me play devil's advocate for a second. Or I don't know if exactly devil's advocate, but let me just bring this point up. What if Woody Johnson is the one who's pulling the strings here, saying, hey, Joe, go get Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, but then the problem is that what will happen now is 2 years later, or whenever the hell Aaron Rodgers retires, or he leaves town, or he gets pushed out of town like Kyrie Irving, is that everyone's going to call for blood, because you can't kick the owner out. This isn't the Mets. I mean, the Wilpons eventually got the hint and they got out of town, and the Mets fan got lucky with Steve Cohen. But Woody Johnson's not going anywhere, so who's going to take the
I think Saleh. I think it's Saleh. If they don't make the postseason, Saleh's toast. I mean, I think everybody in the world
100%.
Knows that.
But if they don't make the postseason so hypothetically speaking, because again, Aaron Rodgers, he's a 39-year-old man. I get it. He's one of the greatest of all time. And, you know, Tom Brady, whatever, yada, yada. Mm. But Aaron Rodgers is great. But he's 39. That man takes a shot to the ribs or a shot to the shoulder. Look, you saw what happened with Brett Favre. And again, I know all the comparisons, whatever.
Well, and Rodgers didn't make the postseason in a weak NFC or a weaker NFC last year, too. I mean,
and he completely checked out last year. I mean, Griff, I was watching a lot of the Packers. I like watching because, again, I like watching the greats of football. And Aaron Rodgers is a great of football. But that man checked out so many times. I just don't understand. And you kind of said it in your monologue. He wants to bring in all these guys who are kind of washed up. Why is he bringing in these guys? Why does he want these guys on the Jets?
I mean, familiarity. He feels comfortable.
Yeah, but,
right, and I know.
But what about talent, though?
Yeah,
I mean,
I know.
I get it.
I like Lazard.
You know,
I think Lazard's good. The other ones, like Randall
but he's
Cobb.
He's not Devontae Adams, though. He's not Devontae.
No, I get it. Well, he's got Garrett Wilson. He's got Eli Moore.
Right.
Those guys, he could turn those guys into legitimate weapons.
Absolutely.
So Lazard, I like. Randall Cobb or Mercedes Lewis. Like, dude, come on.
That's what doesn't make sense. And everyone keeps saying, well, he's familiar, he knows them. But the Jets, everyone kept saying last year, the Jets have great pieces. They have great offensive pieces. You're going to get back Breece Hall.
Don't you think, though, Andrew, that Rodgers dragging this thing out the way that he has, don't you think that that's ticking Jet fans off already?
I would imagine it has to. I mean, look, like I said, I got a Beningo. He's my Uncle Michael. Yeah. He's a Jet fan, Jet fan, you know, ride or die. And he told me pretty much yesterday, he goes, I'm exhausted. He goes, I don't even want the guy anymore.
Right.
I'm exhausted from this. And honestly, I compared it to kind of how LeBron James with his Heat decision, where he kind of drew it out. And he even had his own primetime stuff.
Right, I remember it. I know
Pat McAfee is not primetime television. ESPN isn't airing it. But guess what? Everyone was tuned in today to see if he would do anything. Guess when people are going to tune in tomorrow?
I was talking about this before, and thank you for the call, Andrew. Good stuff. You get back to us. Everybody in the sports world is going to be locked into it, waiting to see what Aaron Rodgers says. It's going to be breaking news. One way or another, you would assume he's going to say something. It's nauseating. It's drawn out. If I'm a Jet fan, and in this particular case I am, I'm rooting for Rodgers and I'm rooting for the Jets. I've had it! Enough! And then the fact that, 1 o'clock tomorrow, and now they're promoting it. It's like, dude, enough. Not that I don't want him at this point, but it ruins what should have been something so great and so special. He's too dumb to realize that he's ticking off the fan base that he's going to. He doesn't care, which is part of something that I envy about him. I like that about him, that he doesn't care what people think. However, and I don't think he's doing this for attention. I don't think he cares about that. Although, saying that you're going to be on a show tomorrow at 1 o'clock, knowing that everybody's going to be giving it all the attention, that may go against my theory there. Maybe he does want this attention. Now, I'm sure, Fleeks, you're a big Jet fan. Do you care at this point, or are you just like, you know what, I want him here. I don't give a crap. He could drag this out another week or so.
Yeah, no, I don't care because my concern was that it might be affecting the team. And while now we know there's definitely communication between Rodgers and the Jets of what they want the team to look like, no, I feel better about the Rodgers stuff
with the
today than I have at any point.
Okay, all right, that's fair.
And you know why other most Jets fans don't care? You guys said it in that last call. The drama has always been there. The drama was there with Zach Wilson and Mike White, two guys who are not NFL starting quarterbacks. So if the drama is going to be there anyway, yeah, I'll take the drama with one of the two or three most gifted people to ever play the position
right.
over the drama with guys who are absolute trash.
Right, it shouldn't be in a league.
Or you know what? Mike White's not absolute trash. He's just a backup. Zach Wilson is absolute trash.
I get it. I'm just frustrated at this point. And I'm telling you, instead
frustrated is not the same thing. Like a little bit, but at the end of the day, when Rodgers is coming to the Jets, no Jets fans are going to care about this.
Right, so maybe we forget about this.
Everybody else. It's the media, national media especially. They hate that they've had to talk about this for the last 2 months, but that's also on the people who decided, you know what, we're going to start speculating about this every single day nonstop since February.
When the words come out of his mouth, in the event that he does say it later on today, I want to go play, I want to play again, and I'm going to go play for the New York Jets, maybe all this nonsense will be forgotten, maybe I'll be excited about it as well. I mean, I'm going to be excited about it, I want to see him play with the Jets. However, it's just as frustrating as can be. I gave him yesterday. Today or whatever. I gave him Monday. Tuesday, that's where I was like, dude, enough.
It might not be forgotten by you, by Jets fans. It will be forgotten the second he says, if he says that he's going to be playing for the Jets, every Jets fan is going to say, all right, let's go. We don't care about the rest.
Right, exactly. It doesn't really matter anymore because you got the best quarterback. The Bear is calling from the Bronx. What's up, the Bear?
Listen, Sal, I know you've been a big backer of his. But that's why I didn't want him. I knew this drama was going to come. And it's the most exhausting thing, because I'm a Jet fan, and it's exhausting.
It's the perfect word. You and our previous caller, Anthony, used the word exhausting. It is the perfect word to describe this whole nonsense.
It's a soap opera. I mean, come on. Will you? Let's get this over. And then, I mean, I heard he's asking for Paul Hornung and Max McGee, too. I mean, come on. Yeah. Give me a break.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I agree with you. He's a good quarterback. He's not great.
No, he's a great quarterback. He's great.
Well, that's where me and you disagree.
Well, I mean, you can't say he's not a great quarterback. He is. I mean, he's been a Hall of Fame quarterback. And even if he's not at a Hall of Fame level right now, he's still a great quarterback. And look at the other crap that's around the league. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is instantly one of the best quarterbacks, no doubt about it. When you put him on the Jets, instantly a top quarterback when you compare him to the rest of the league. I don't care if he's 39 and regressing, he's still a much better quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. I mean, I don't like the guy. I just don't. There's something about him that doesn't fit this team. And let me tell you.
What, that he's good?
No. Not that he's good. Like you said at the beginning of the show, they better win.
Yeah, well, especially now. And thank you for the call, the Bear. Because what happens is, all right, Fleegs may be right, and maybe we're getting upset about it now, or frustrated now, we're exhausted now. When he says he wants to come to the Jets, everybody, it's jubilation. We're excited. This is awesome. Aaron Rodgers coming to the Jets. But once he starts to struggle, whether it's him, whether it's the team, the fans will not forget the drawn-out process. They will not forget the way that Rodgers has handled himself, and they will be quick to pounce. As opposed to a guy who was willing and able and excited and ready from day one to come here and all aboard the Jets train, it would have been a different story. He may have a little bit of a grace period in that event. Well, now he gave away his grace period because fans will be quick to pounce in the event that things go wrong. Andre is calling from the Bronx. What's up, Andre? Andre, I got to put you on hold. You can't listen to me and then do the show at the same time because then I hear myself and I don't want to hear myself. I barely want to hear myself, period, let alone hear it through the phone like that on a delay. 877-337-6666. We'll get to more of your calls on the side and get to a big Knicks win. How about those Knicks? Even shorthanded, no Jalen Brunson. It was not looking good to start the road trip, but the Knicks did what they had to do as they go on the road. They get pounded by Sacramento that first game, and we knew that was not going to be easy, coming off the tough loss at home to the Hornets. They get beat by the Clippers on Saturday. They followed up with a great, impressive win on Sunday against the Lakers. And then the Knicks, just a few minutes ago, or maybe a half hour ago now, whenever that game ended, the Knicks taking care of the Blazers after getting down big early in that game. They come all the way back and hand Portland a loss. So the Knicks now all of a sudden have won two straight and will return home on Saturday as they get that West Coast trip, those four games out of the way with a nice split at 2-2.
Baseline underneath, bank shot. No, Ewing slams in the follow. And the Knicks go up by one with 26 seconds remaining.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The buzzer sounds, and the New York Knickerbockers are going back to the NBA Finals.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Sal O'Connor back on The Fan. How about Rutgers? Rutgers losing. Good for Speedy Claxton and Hofstra, but how about Rutgers losing? I feel bad for Pikel. I felt bad for Jerry. I'm going to do the, you know, the Seinfeld line. Jerry, I didn't think you'd show when I see him in the newsroom today. And that is true. Jerry now going to be, he's in for the long haul. No more worried about where Rutgers going to be. Yesterday morning, I was talking to Jerry.
You don't have to do the show on Zoom on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, we do. I'm filling in for Boomer and Geo with Jerry Thursday, Friday. And yesterday we were talking about the logistics of it. He's like, oh, no, they play again Saturday all at home, Saturday, Sunday. And then if they win or whatever, they go to Vegas for the final. And I was like, wow, look at you. Could be going to Vegas. And they lose the first round at home. Oh, that is crushing. What a crushing defeat for Rutgers. Terribly disappointing season that fell short of an NCAA tournament bid, and then they get a one seed in the NIT, and they get bounced by Hofstra. Oh, man. Look forward to seeing Jerry's smiley face at 4:30 this morning. Pat is calling from Belrose. What's up, Pat?
How are you?
How are you, Pat?
I'm doing great. I go back to the Jets with Wahoo McDaniel, Jerry Philbin, John Elliott, and whatnot. Rodgers is a great quarterback, but if I'm running the Jets, they're closing the Packers. Either he says yes or no by 1 o'clock tomorrow. If not, thank you very much. We're not signing Cobb. We're not signing Beckham.
Well, don't you think the Jets have an inkling? I mean, they might not have had a definitive, you know, the deal technically done yet, but the fact that they're signing Alan Lazard would make me think that, you know, they might have a clue as to Rodgers and his decision-making process.
No, not the Jets. The Jets haven't had a clue since 1964.
Well, that is fair.
They drafted Matt Snell.
Can't argue that.
And the same thing with Brett Favre was going to bring us to the Super Bowl. And if Fan was on the live in the 60s, Joe Beningo would have ran Jonah Heyman out of New York with his numbers, his first 4 years. And then, listen, I want Rodgers, but every day, oh, we get him, we're going to the Super Bowl. I just reckon the playoffs like 9-7. He's a great quarterback. Nobody's going to argue that. But you know what? If he doesn't want to come or if he wants to play his stupid games, you know what? Go play your stupid games somewhere else. If the Jets won three more games this past year, they're in the playoffs. Well, you know what? If they had Baker Mayfield or Ryan Tannehill, they would have won two or three.
The playoffs, forget Tannehill. I don't want to hear that name, Pat, and thank you for the call. The playoffs are one thing. This is not about the playoffs for the Jets. If you get Aaron Rodgers, this becomes about the Super Bowl. Whether it's realistic or not, that should be the expectation. That should be the hope. That's the goal. Rodgers instantly becomes, all right, tell me the Jets, who's better than them in the AFC, assuming they get Rodgers? Kansas City, clearly. Is Jacksonville? Is Tennessee? I don't think so. I mean, I love Trevor Lawrence and what... what the hell's his name there? Why am I blanking out? Doug Peterson. What Doug Peterson has done with the Jaguars. But I'm not putting them. I mean, maybe they're on that same level. But I mean, with Aaron Rodgers, I think the Jets are better. Kansas City, Jacksonville's there. Obviously, Cincinnati is definitely better. Baltimore, we have to see what happens with Lamar Jackson. But I think they're on that level. So we would go Kansas City and Cincinnati definitively better than the Jets. I think everybody else, including the Buffalo Bills, are on the same level. Bills, Jaguars, you want to throw the Chargers in there, Ravens, Dolphins. I think the Jets are on that level. Now, they're going to have to go out there and prove it. But going into the year, I think you could only definitively say that Kansas City and Cincinnati is better. Now, if you take Rodgers out of the equation for the Jets, then I'll give you a whole list of teams that I think are better. All those teams that I just mentioned are better, and then some. Rodgers is a difference maker. The only teams that I look at that would say, yeah, you know what, unless the Jets really improve that defense, and it was good last year, but really get it to where it is a legitimate, no doubt about it, top defense in the league, shut you down type defense, I don't see how they're beating Kansas City and Cincinnati. Jason is calling from the Bronx. What's up, Jason?
Hey, I just want to ask you a question. Do you remember 15 years ago, we had Brett Favre?
Mm-hmm.
And if we sign Aaron Rodgers, how is this team different or better than when Brett Favre was here back in 05, 06?
Well, what is it? It was later than that. Wasn't it 07, 08? It was 08, yeah, 08.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but anyway, what does that have to do with this?
Well, my fear is that we're bringing a bunch of Green Bay Packer scenario players here, and I'm afraid that it's going to be a nightmare situation again.
But what does Brett Favre have to do with this? 15 years ago, what does it have to do with this?
Well, he was I would say back then, the way I see it, so he was a Hall of Famer.
Let me help you out. Brett Favre and what happened 15 years ago, however long it's been, has the same to do with this situation as I had to do with the Mets losing the NL East. Do you understand?
Yes.
And what does that mean?
Well, I mean,
nothing. We have nothing to do with it. Brett Favre has nothing to do with what happens with Aaron Rodgers. I had nothing to do with what happens with the Mets blowing that division. By the way, Fleegs, I got a great story for you. I'll tell you on the other side. I'm surprised I didn't tell you already. Anyway, Brett Favre was great when he first got here. He got hurt. Things went south. And obviously, not south for just the Jets that season, for Mangini and for the franchise for the time being. Or for that season.
Do you think Rodgers could be the same thing if he gets hurt?
What does it have to do with Brett Favre? Nothing! Jason, come on, let it go! Any quarterback could get hurt at any time. Because Brett Favre got hurt 15 years ago because he was from the Packers too? That means Aaron Rodgers is going to get hurt? Now, by the way, it could happen. But it doesn't mean it happened because Brett Favre did 15 years ago. Come on. One has nothing to do with the other. I'm tired of hearing about it. You know what else we heard about? When Lindor got traded from the, well, then Indians, I don't even know if I could say that anymore, but it was the Indians, to the Mets, it was, people started bringing up, oh, Carlos Baerga and, you know, Robbie Alomar and all the bad trades from the Cleveland baseball team to the Mets. How's this going to work out? It has nothing to do with it. What does anything 15 years ago have anything to do with something that happens now? Come on. Favre was the right move then. Rodgers is the right move now. The results may vary. Favre got hurt. Things done changed. They were on the right path. Can't compare the two. Has nothing to do with it. Come on now. Andre in the Bronx will try you again. What's up, Andre? Andre, again! Get off the... Put the radio off!
I told him, too. He asked, what happened? I'm like, Andre, you're on all the time. You had the radio on. Turn it off.
Right. No, I know. And then he called back because I saw you screen him, and he wasn't there, and he called back. Shut the radio off! What happens when you call? If you're just a listener, have you ever called the station before, Marco, as a listener?
Never once.
Really?
Yeah. I know. It sounds really strange, but never once.
Did you see the video that I tweeted a couple of weeks ago that I called Francesa once? Oh, Not once, but I actually have a video of it because it was the day after the Falcons beat the Packers and Brett Favre, first time they lost in Lambeau.
Oh, in Lambeau, the Michael Vick? Okay,
yes,
yeah,
the Michael
the
Vick snow game.
Yeah.
That was a Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Next day, Mike had his Sunday show, and I called. And I was a semi-regular caller at that point, to a point where when I called, he goes, Sal from Ronkonkoma, how about those Falcons, Sal? And I'm like, Mike, big game, whatever. So I had the call on tape. And you see Mike hand waving me off. You got to check that out. Anyway.
It's from Yes? Like back when?
Yes. Oh, okay, exactly. Right. When his show was on, say, Yes. That's how I got the tape.
When you said tape, I'm thinking, yeah. Okay, all right.
Sorry,
so video.
That's how I had the video of it.
Okay.
Anyway, if you're a listener who's never called, and that is the majority of people. Most listeners do not call. what happens is you get put on hold. You hear the radio through the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So you shouldn't have to have the radio on. Because if you do, it's on delay. So right. when I punch you in, you're on live with no delay. Then I hear myself on a 7-second delay in the background. And Andre, who's a regular caller, now twice when I went to him, I hear myself yelling in the background what I just said 7 seconds ago. And I don't want to hear that.
It's a bad job.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it happens, but twice in one segment? Good God. You think we get a decision from Rodgers today, Marco?
No, I don't.
What do you think he's going on from Maggie? Are we just going to blow smoke?
Look,
for-
I would love, it's set up where, what is it, 3 hours before like the deadline start Wednesday? We start at 4 o'clock with the new season for the NFL.
Oh, is that like, official? March 15th, right?
Yeah. I think it's at 4 o'clock, okay, right? Yeah. So it's 3 hours before. So you would think all the signs point to, he goes on there, says, I'm going to the Jets. The actual start of the NFL season, whatever it is, that's called at 4 o'clock, and you kick everything off and we all sing Kumbaya. But it's Aaron Rodgers. So why do I feel like this is going to be like a lot of tongue-in-cheek, we're talking, what about the Lazard move? Well, you know, it's not official, and, you know, maybe they're thinking about getting some guys. Those guys can play, and, you know, you always want a Randall Cobb in your locker room.
I can't do that.
Nobody's better than Mercedes now, Lewis and all that other. No, I don't buy it.
Now, he has not been on McAfee since pre-darkness, right? But he was.
I want to say yes, and he did the Marcus Aubrey podcast.
So he did a podcast
after the darkness.
Right, he did one podcast after the darkness, and that was the last time we heard from him in like long form setting because he's had some comments about at the Brandon Marshall whatever charity event I guess that was
correct. The I Am Athlete podcast, yes.
Oh, okay. So we saw something else,
but it was short. It was 30-40 seconds.
Like but McAfee is going to be able to get.
He's
whatever,
gonna get like 20 minutes out of him. Yeah, half at hour. Least. He sits there forever.
Will
yeah.
you, assuming you're awake and like somewhat free, will you be locked into that? By the way, how do we even watch that? Is it watch or listen to it? I don't even
know.
I think
it's on YouTube.
Okay, so we just have to go to YouTube to watch. Can you listen to it anywhere or no?
Not sure about that.
Okay.
At 1 o'clock, no, I'll be asleep.
Yeah,
That's in my, you know, 3.5 hour window to sleep. I'm not waking up for Rodgers on McAfee. I'm sorry.
Truth be told, I will, I'll just read the headlines on Twitter.
Yeah,
like, whatever.
And I'll be fair. If this was a perfect world and I'm awake and I got nothing to do and I'm sitting around and it's easily accessible, it's right in front of me, probably not. I'll probably wait for the headlines and I'll probably wait to see what he says because
you swerved me there. I thought you were going
to
go.
I've listened to him on McAfee and some of it is entertaining. Don't get me wrong, but I've had to listen through that to cut it up and chop up all the sound bites and everything. It's a grind. It's a chore to have to listen to that half hour.
If I don't want to watch it, I just want to listen to it. I'd like to have it on in the background and listen to it, you know, whatever it is that I'll be doing at 1 o'clock, which is generally getting ready to go back into work. So I'd be driving. If I'm driving, I'm not going to be able to pull it up on YouTube.
Right.
So, anyway, yeah, I mean, look, I just hope we get some kind of, at least I want to hear definitively, I am going to play and it's not going to be for the Packers.
I don't think you're going to get that either.
You don't think we'll solve the question?
I don't think you're going to get definitive anything.
Oh, no.
If you're going to get definitive, he's going to tell you that. Yeah, his time with the Packers is done, but he's going to continue to play. There's talks about where it is, but I can't tell you 100% because it's not official until 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
That would be the case. I don't buy any of that. That's also part of it. Like, the 3 hours before, he can't technically tell you he's going to the Jets because the trade can't be official until 4 o'clock.
Right.
So I think he's going to dance around to, we'll find out soon enough.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Like, and then we're going to get more talk about the stars or, I don't know, the weather or his shoes, like some nonsense that has nothing to do with anything. Aaron Rodgers and Pat McAfee and was AJ Hawk that
having
a jolly old time for a half hour.
What's the old analogy? It was in a Dice bit. I think it was in Dice Rules where he was talking about, was it Geraldo that was looking for like Capone's grave or something like that? Wasn't
it
big?
No, it wasn't Capone. It was...
Was it Geraldo or was it?
It was definitely Geraldo. Okay. He was supposed to be opening up.
No, it was Capone.
It was Capone's great. And they were like,
no.
Not the great. Yeah.
No.
Didn't Geraldo have the TV special?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but it was. Buried it supposedly under Giant Stadium? That's who it was.
Not
Hoffa. It was
Jimmy
Hoffa, not Capone.
Okay,
Hoffa.
Yeah, there we go. Jimmy Hoffa. And then it was nothing.
Well, no, Geraldo blasted open Capone's vault on TV. There was nothing in it.
Oh, that one. Okay, yeah, maybe that was it.
Yeah, I thought it was a Hoffa thing.
That's the point. So, like, it was this big TV special, right? They blasted open, and there's nothing in it. That better not be happening with McAfee. Everybody in the sports world.
If Marco's right, if he says, listen, I'm going to play next year, it just, I think, you know, it won't be for the Packers. My time with them has come to an end. That's enough for me because agreed. If he doesn't want to not say anything till 4 o'clock, fine. That's all I need to know 3 hours
from now. He doesn't think we're getting that, though.
Agreed. I don't think we're getting that either. I think he's going to dance around it. I think they're going to say, like, so are you definitely going to the Packers? Well, I can't tell you that. Are you definitely gone? Well, I don't know. It's not official yet. We haven't really worked everything out.
No,
so are you definitely going to play this year? Well, you know, we'll see. You know, there's a lot of things we still got to work out. See, I think we're going to get nonsense.
I don't think McAfee would allow that.
He's not going to push.
I know, but I can't believe he's going to have him on to not have
this. He's going
to
push for one answer, whether it's you're playing, you're done with the Packers, whatever it is. He's going to want something out of this.
You need one answer.
He's
he's
not going to push him. That's his buddy, and he's going to get more publicity.
But this is also more attention than he's ever gotten for anything.
Yeah. You can't you can't come on and have that be nothing interview.
Why?
Something's got to come from it.
Why?
Because everybody's going to flip out if not.
And what's the words that they're going to say when they flip out? Pat McAfee. I don't think he cares.
Yeah, maybe.
That's his buddy, and I don't think he's going to press him. He's going to talk to him beforehand. If he says, look, Aaron, if I push or whatever, and he says, no, leave me alone, then he's going to leave him alone. He's going to do whatever the hell Aaron Rodgers wants him to do.
I'm disappointed that I'm not going to be on tomorrow night to react to it. This is my last overnight.
Where the hell are you?
What is today again? Today
Wednesday morning. But you'll be on Thursday, and it'll be the first time you and Jerry are on since Rodgers spoke.
Right.
Because the morning show will be off the air before it happens.
Right, but that's one of those where you'd benefit from doing the later show because you're on fresher. Like Tiki and Tierney are on the last to react to it because it's happening. Or
think they're going to pull a mic and just like air this and talk over it? Or just have to find out from Hoff what he said?
I don't know if you're allowed to do that.
They're just going to have to sit there. Pete's going to have to like watch it in the control room and then tell them what he said.
Or you may be able to pull it on
Twitter.
You put on the TV with the subtitles in here as you're filling, if you could get it in here.
You think we could get YouTube on these TVs?
I didn't want to say it. Thank you, Marco.
Yeah, maybe they got their iPads up. Who knows? Evan's got two iPads going on. I mean,
that may be. You think we could get YouTube on one
Tiki
of these TVs?
Yeah, Tiki has the iPad in front of him usually. He might just decide to watch it with closed caption on.
So well, somebody will have some info on it.
And again, Twitter, it's going to be all over it. So you got to keep your phone open and keep Twitter and see what's going on.
I'm just saying it'd be nice to react to something fresh. It's been two nights of the same crap with this guy not making a decision here.
I agree with you 100%. I would love for it to come to an end. I just, in my heart of hearts, I truly believe that Aaron Rodgers enjoys the hell out of all of this. Watching anyone squirm, watching anyone talk about
him. Would you do that if you were him?
Would I?
Would you get a kick out of it? Because I think I would, personally.
Look, I'm not going to deny that I don't get a kick out of watching people squirm. I do.
Baby.
I enjoy that.
When you have that power and seeing people go nuts for no reason.
I'm a jerk. I'm not going to deny that.
He doesn't have to do anything.
Think about how much he despises a lot of the people he's ticking off.
Outside
of the fans, the media.
That's what I mean. But if you're asking me personally, I wouldn't want the attention that comes with it. I like to see you squirm if you're standing in front of me. But like, if I don't know who you are, I don't really care what your reaction is to me. And I don't want the attention from everybody else.
Yeah.
So would I do this? No. But do I think Aaron Rodgers is enjoying the hell out of all of this? Yeah. And the longer
think,
it
though,
goes, the better
you
it is.
Hope that he's going to announce it on McAfee's show because he wants to hurt the Schefters of the world and the Rappaports of the world and ESPN and all the major networks. He wants his buddy to get this scoop.
And he said that from the beginning, none of these guys will break it because I don't talk to them and nobody in my circle talks to them.
Right.
Which,
that's all, again, true. But that doesn't mean he has to break it.
Which also might be the reason why he never told the Jets, or at least I believe he hasn't told the Jets definitively, because once you tell an organization, whether it's the Packers or the Jets, that circle is now gone. Like, that circle's blown up. You're telling...
Hence the wish list leaking out, because some people within the Jets organization had to know about that.
Right. Somebody leaked that somewhere, and it wasn't Rodgers or his people. There's no way they would be doing that.
Right, but again, that doesn't equal out to he makes the announcement today.
No, I'm just saying that...
Look, he's going to the Jets. We've gone over this a bunch of times. There's no other option. The Packers don't want him. He has to go to the Jets. He's got nowhere else to go, and he's not going to retire. He's going to play for the Jets. I'm just not convinced he tells us today
that
he's going to play for the Jets.
What time's your first update on Wednesday, later on today, when you come back in?
Oh, we have the NCAA games tomorrow, so it'll be like 1 o'clock like today.
Yeah.
1 a.m.?
On the fan, yeah.
Oh, what are you, freeloading? I mean, you're sitting around
here.
I'll be on the network at 9:30.
Oh, so all right. So the network at 9:30. Yeah, 9:30.
And seven other stations.
Yeah, and seven other stations, exactly. So you're not on here until 1 a.m.?
You're not here at all. What the hell are you getting on me for?
Well, I mean, I'm here today. This is my Wednesday.
What am I doing?
Oh, that's why it's going to happen, because we're going to go off the air for like 7 hours for NCAA tournament first four games, and Rodgers is going to be a Jet, and nobody's going to be able to talk about it.
People are going to be dying to hear about Aaron Rodgers, and we're not going to be able to talk about it.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.